First case, please.
First case, 10,323, Irene Hill, northwest of Route 16, 582 feet southwest of Road 22A. They're seeking a special use exception to a determination of existence of farm use.
Would you take the Bible over to him? I swear I'm in there. State your name and place of residence, please.
John Hill, Broad Hill Road, Milton, Delaware. My mother is Irene.
Okay.
24697 Broad Hill Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You know, may help me?
Can we go ahead and explain it?
Yeah, if you'd like to. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay, do you like to go ahead and explain if you would, please?
Don Hudson, County Constable. I had a complaint forwarded from the Planning and Zoning Department. And I had Mr. Hill apply for termination of existence for the goats that are on his property. When I went to the property, he had a large amount of goats. Upon checking with his information, if it was non-conforming, so I started digging in. I talked to several people in the community. I have some letters, some pictures, showing that it was all the way dated back as a farm back in 1942 in the pictures. That was from James Betts. I have a Freddie Bullock Jr. and Shorts Feed and Supply here in Georgetown, where they've been supplying feed for many years to Mrs. Hill. I'll give these letters.
Okay, if you would, please.
Thank you.
I even spoke to the retired chief of police of Milton and sat with him and asked about how long they've been raising animals and goats on the property. And he said way back 60s that he remembers. If you look, all those letters are in favor. I did have the contacted a SPCA because also complaint that we had for condition of the animals. They went out there, Officer Jester from the SPCA Sussex. She found that there was no goats in harm or distress. They were not cited for animal cruelty. What she did have them do is clean up the property, make some corrections, as they called it, for their rules. And according to, I have a copy I'm going to give to you, for complaint details, where they're all the way down to 30 goats. They had 150, now they're down to 30.
More than 150 at one time.
And what I've also did, research the Delaware Data Mill online. If you look at that, you could look at photos all the way back in the 50s. I took a 2002, where you can see the structures. You can go to 92, you can still see the structures. And even in 1968, you can still, it's kind of grainy, but you can still see the structures are on the property in the same location where the goats are housed. I'm going to submit this to you, too. So this is what I found out for this property that I was speaking to everyone, the different people, and finding out what was there, what wasn't there, to be 100% sure. Check the photos, what we had on records, what's online is records, and it shows, you know, there is a structure there all the way back to the 60s. There's photos from, like I said, Mr. Betts from 1942 showing that there's animals there. The complaint in, I did put my card in the door for the complaint and to contact me, and that was back in August, and I haven't heard from them at all, so.
What was the nature of the complaint?
Goats, too many goats.
Just the goats, nothing else?
Too many goats and the condition of the goats are being housed, but that's another department. That's why I called the SPCA.
Okay. And you said whatever number used to be there are now down to 30?
30.
And is it, you're Mr. Hill?
Yes, sir.
Is it your intention to keep them at that, about that number?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, some of them are having their babies right now. And being the coldness, I don't want to thin it down. I want to have it zoned as agriculture.
Okay. I mean, you're not looking to raise 150 anymore, are
no,
you?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, it is according to the application, and I believe tax map, it is zoned agricultural residential.
Yes, sir, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The code, when you look at the definitions, John and other members of board, when it talks about a commercial feedlot and structure there in farms, there's limit to like 8 goats or something.
Right.
So I guess the reason this came forward, and we probably should have said this at the beginning, is because if he had more than 8 before 1970, it's effectively grandfathered so long as it hasn't had a 2-year layoff. My next question was going to be, has there ever been a 2-year period when you've not been
no.
raising cows?
No, sir. We've had them there. We've had cows, hogs, goats. But right now, most of what we got now is goats. And I'm really on a disabled situation myself, so I can't do no more than keep those 30. It keeps my mind going. It just keeps me a little active in what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
How many unregistered vehicles are there on the property?
Those are in compliance.
They are.
The last time I was there, it was in compliance.
Thank you.
Was a complaint because they were getting out or smelling or noisy or what?
No,
we had too many.
Huh?
We had too many. We had close to 150, probably more than that. I mean, they were fed as the, what's that, guys?
SPCA.
SPCA. He agreed that they were well fed, well kept. He had no complaint.
What is the limit?
I'm sorry?
What is the limit of the number of goats?
8.
It's 8.
Gotcha.
For today. But if it was, that's why we're doing termination of existence.
Right. But they'd had them before in the 1970s, is that what you said, Ken?
On average, how many goats do you typically have at any given time?
We've had up to 50. This time, with the babies that were born back then, it got up to 150.
Okay.
The ground itself could support all of them and even more because it goes all the way back to the woods.
Okay. How many acres?
Mom's got 3, and her sister had 3 combined.
On average, how many goats over the years? I mean, do you typically 30 to 50?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm. But with all the babies that were born during that time, it got up to 150.
Okay.
And we knew that we couldn't support that many. We already decided what we were going to do.
In other words, you turn it over. In other words, you turn it over all the time. Like you have 150, then you're down to 50.
And you downsized it.
And then,
well, yeah.
Okay.
We downsized it.
All right.
With air conditioning, it may go down lower than that.
But and I guess you raised them for sale?
Yeah, yeah.
For an income?
For an income.
For an income.
For it was at Dillard's up to Smyrna sale. And they were loaded. Of course, it cost $800 to sell or to ship them.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty chunk of money out of your income.
Sure.
And then the sale when we sold them wasn't that. I've got my sale papers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't all come to that amount.
Mm.
So basically we lost in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just asking for it to be zoned agriculture.
Right.
Or for farming.
For farming.
Yeah.
And how long have you personally been doing this?
Well, I was born in 1949, and we had goats. My grandfather did.
Okay.
And from there on, he helped build the buildings. And from there on, we just it started out with cows, and then we went to goats and hogs, but we don't have no hogs. It's just the goats.
Constable Hudson, is this the first complaint you've had about the...
Yes.
I understand in planning and zoning also this is the first complaint we've had over all these years. Have you been in business how long again, since 1970?
No.
Well, 1940. I was born in 1949, and my grandfather started it out in 1941.
So you had goats then?
Yeah.
He had goats for 60 years, and this is the first complaint?
Yeah.
After saying
complaint? Right.
Well,
okay.
If you recall, I actually had that district when I was a zoning inspector, and I didn't even have a complaint then either.
Right. Okay.
This is the first one for me.
Okay.
How is the surrounding properties different, or how has it changed over the more recent years?
Well, there's townhouses across the field, and Aunt passed away. And basically not a whole lot, I guess.
Is your property in town limits now?
No, never has been. Never has been.
Mr. Rickard, what is the typical zoning of surrounding properties? Also AR1?
AR1, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So everybody should be aware that it is agricultural residential.
Always has been, that area, yeah. In that area.
Thank you.
Always has been.
We're just requesting leniency to keep what we got. Probably never expand to where we got to 150 plus, and we just want it to be zoned agriculture. Well, it is zoned agriculture just for farming.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Nope.
And hearing no further questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Do we have any correspondence?
I have 1, 2, 3, Mr. Chairman, in favor.
Three in
they
favor?
Been doing, and their thing is they stated that they've been doing business quite a few years and everything is agricultural up in that area.
Okay. Again, is there anyone here in favor that would like to speak? Okay, hearing none. You'd like to speak, sir? Okay, you need to come up here and be sworn in, please.
Name and address.
James Betts, Georgetown. I'm cousin.
Mailing address?
20064 Wilson Road.
All right, you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
You're in favor of this application?
Yes, sir. I've been, as long as I can remember, my aunt and Aunt Irene have had animals there. The first part I can remember is around 52 or 53. They had animals everywhere. And I've got some pictures from my aunt, and that's where the pictures that you people have now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 42. And I know they moved here in 32, but that was before I was around. So as long as I can remember, there's always been a lot of animals there. That's all I've got to say, really, for the council.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters in opposition here from Travis Lee. And let's see, the other one is from Charles A. Betts, and they're saying that the odor is one of the primary concerns, and also the well-being of the goats and the family. And I remind the board again that we did have Officer Jester from the complaint department of the Board of Health that was out there and said that his statement is Officer Jester reports there are 100 goats, but none of them are harmed or in distress.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, chair hearing, no opposition? I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we table case number 10323. I'd like to go ahead and take a look at it.
Into our next regular meeting? Table to our next regular meeting?
Table to our next regular meeting.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,323 until our next regular meeting, which will be held on January the 26th.
Mr. Chairman, before we do that, I do have another question of the applicant.
Sure. Mr. Hill? Don?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. What would be the maximum number of animals that you would intend to keep there in the future?
We would be no more than 50, but I imagine we'll stay at 30. But when they mention about odor, well, we got a dairy farm right down below, so you can smell it from there.
It's agricultural residential. Yes. You're going to have that.
Yes, you're going to have that.
Expect that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
And 50 would typically be the max?
Would be max.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be on January the 26th. The hearing is closed, and there'll be no other testimony. There may be a decision made at that meeting. You're welcome to come if you would like. But you don't have to now. If you'd like to, you can.
You can call the office the following day to find out if there was a decision made.
Okay.
Or you could view our deliberation on the internet.
I think it'd be, you could call the office. We'll handle it from there. Okay.
Okay. Good evening. We will. You take your time. Okay, next case.